Okay, so as I had said, are you a single dog? Do you need a hug? Well, then listen up, ladies and gentlemen. We got the toxic habits that might be keeping you in the hidey-low with the teddy bear. Ooh! Shake it
Burn.
off! Shake
Shake
it
it
off!
off.
Just shake it off, single dogs. I'm just joking.
You don't want to sing another song?
No. I do like to sing, but anyways, we gotta help these single dogs out. Ladies,
Yeah, okay.
what are these things? The toxic habits.
See, I cannot find you a girlfriend for you when you are a single
Aw.
dog, but at least I can try to help you keep the girlfriend.
Thanks.
Oh,
Yes.
I need that
So,
too.
first and foremost, we have the first one being a relationship scorecard. What is that? So, keeping records of everything you've ever done to each other, no matter the good ones or the bad ones. When you bring up the past so many times, you're like, oh, you remember last time I did something and you were not appreciating at all, and I gave
God.
you a gift and it's not
God.
nice. It's like a scoring board that you keep for each other. No matter what you did, you're going to bring it up next time. It's really toxic because when you do that, you're concentrating on the bad memories of your relationship. You are not appreciating the good ones, and you're not appreciating each other's company at that time, at present. So
Yes.
toxic, toxic.
Preach, girl. Preach. You know what? Scorecard, schmorecard. Even if you're winning on the scorecard, I think actually you're
You're
losing.
losing.
But yeah, dude, I totally have been in that kind of situation where, yeah, what kind of relationship is it if you're just remembering every bad thing? Obviously, that's all you're focusing on. It's not, you don't do good things and bad things to hold it over somebody's head. That's no way to
Totally.
be a relationship.
And our ultimate suggestion to that one is
Yes.
let it go.
Let
Let
it
it
go.
go.
Oh, ladies, I heard
Or
you, Huangshen. You chimed in a little
no,
bit.
actually, I want to say my suggestion is
Yes.
just if a problem just come up, just solve it at a moment.
Yes,
Don't keep it
yes.
as like a history and keep it on your scoreboard. And so those girls
So
are,
petty.
yeah.
Yeah, you know, nobody's perfect, so stop trying to pretend or hold it over somebody's head that you kind of in some way are. Huang Shen, what's another way?
Yeah, I want to mention that instead of like stating a desire or thought directly,
Yeah.
but some girls like to, or maybe
Or
boys,
guys, yes.
they want their partners to guess what you want. That's really a toxic like behavior for the relationship. Because if you're a couple, and I think for the men's
Yeah.
side, for men and women, they're totally different.
Yeah.
So they cannot like guessing what you want, but how about just speak it out and straightforwardly?
But what if I want a soulmate? I need him to understand what I want before I say it. Otherwise, I don't feel surprised and special.
Yeah, this one makes me depressed because I don't think I ever understand it. You know, I'm a direct person. You know, I've always thought if I've got something to say, I can change how I phrase it. Of course, to be polite, always I should strive to be that, but always try to express myself if I feel I need to, and let people know in the most direct way possible, so there's no misunderstandings. I think often relationships. Problems can come from misunderstandings and dropping hints and passive aggression. That's one of the biggest ways to hit misunderstanding. We
Yes.
talk about it on the show all the time. Communication, communication,
Communication.
communication, folks.
Yes, and I do understand why girls have this false imagination of a soulmate who understands her so much and just
Wake up, smell the coffee.
meet her every teeny tiny needs without her explaining them or saying it directly. I think it's because many of the romantic books and
Yeah,
Disney
movies.
movies.
TV shows, they show you a perfect boyfriend. However, you need to remember, in all those things we've mentioned, there are a lot of misunderstanding cases. There are a lot of cases where you just lose the love of your life because of misunderstanding. So if you wanted to listen to romantic books, at least read the whole book.
Yeah, life is far from a Disney movie, so remember that. Mm-hmm. What else we got?
Yeah, and the other one is like this place of loving jealousy. It means like someone will get pissed off when your partner talks and calls or texts or hang out with some other friends, and someone like to check their partner's like email or the WeChat or the chat like histories.
Yeah, oh my gosh, that
I really hate that.
Yeah, why are you with that person? Obviously, you feel like there's, I don't know, that's just an awful thing to feel all the time in a relationship.
Yeah.
Just, you know, no trust.
Yeah.
See, I feel like there's a level of degree that has to be considered in this case. Because in Chinese, 吃醋, that's actually a neutral word. It's like you're a little bit jealousy. I mean, the closest translation we can get is jealousy. However, jealousy is a negative word in English, right?
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah. So when some girls are being 吃醋, they're just trying to show a little bit of their affection.
Don't.
They didn't do it because they really got jealous. It's more like, oh, you're talking to her, I want you to talk to me.
You know what,
in a cute and spoiled child kind of way. So I think if it's the light degree of doing things like that, it's okay. But if you go so far and you started to have trust issues, you started to have extreme behaviors like follow or check your boyfriend's information online, things like that, then you need to control yourself.
Yeah, I think it makes going out all this different stuff really a problem, you know? I always thought it was very attractive. I like strong-willed women. I think that that's very sexy. And so, you know, like, if somebody's talking to your man, if you walked up and you were like, hey, you know, something like, hey, blah, 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 you know, like, this is my boyfriend, or just being, like, very, like, aggressive about the situation, if you feel like maybe this lady's trying to move in on your man, I always thought that was I thought it was very attractive, you know, instead of just sitting over there getting really jealously or really jealous. And then, you know, another one we have here is blaming your partner for your emotions. So this, you know, instead of you not doing something, you're like, oh my God, he's talking to her. Oh, he's dead later. And then, you know, like you blame maybe your guy for feeling that way, but maybe this girl just came up and talked to him, and he maybe doesn't necessarily want to be rude and say, I have a girlfriend. I'm sorry, I gotta go. You know, that situation is also uncomfortable for him. So maybe go over there and just be like, hi, I'm so-and-so, Ryan, you know, like so-and-so's girlfriend. I think that's cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yes?
And
no?
Actually, your argument brings about another question or issue here, that is blaming your partner for your own emotions. That actually means that maybe you had a bad day and you went home, and you go home, you just wanted to spend a quality time together with your significant others, but he doesn't know you had a bad day, so he decided to be busy, or he's just really busy and he cannot give it to you. And then you're like, why can't you comfort me? Why can't you cure my unhappiness? So this, do you think this is necessarily a very bad behavior in a relationship? Because I don't.
I mean, dude, just because you're in a relationship doesn't mean it's always going to be happy. I mean, that's why in the, like, the wedding clause in like what they say when you're getting married is for better and for worse. Because you're going to have bad times, you're going to have good times. Don't blame that other person necessarily for your stuff. But I think that often happens. You know, people get stressed and they want to take it out on somebody. And often, you know, the person you're closest to is maybe the one you're in a relationship with.
Yeah, and for me, it's more like if you can take it out on him once and later on apologize, explain the situation, saying, I will try to not let that happen again, but I was not in a good mood, it'll be okay.
That's enough.
But
you know, nobody's perfect.
Yeah,
but saying,
that's enough.
Recognizing that you did something wrong, because you will make these mistakes, we're human beings.
Yeah.
Recognizing that you are wrong and saying sorry, that's so important.
Yes.
Yeah, but I think like why you want a partner, you want someone you can rely on and turn to. So maybe at this time, you just give him or her a hug and that's enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, hugs definitely help. So you know what? If you're currently fighting with your significant other, instead of just maybe reading this and trying to implement better decisions in your relationship, you know, just give them a hug and just remind those people by saying, hey, you know, I'm not perfect. I'm sorry for all this stuff, but I love you. And that's a good way to start your Friday.
Buying some presents.
Anyways, guys, I have some really bad news. Okay, this is the end of today's roundtable.